It's a quiet late summer afternoon across the Northeast, and in the coming days, the weather will transition back to summer heat and humidity, and then back to more fall-like conditions by week's end. There was certainly a fall feel this morning. Many areas, at least in the outlying area, started off in the 30s, so we did have some frost around. It's a little bit tough to believe that for some of us, the thermometer may touch the 90-degree mark by Wednesday. There's no 90s on the map right now, at least locally. Our highs today have been close to 70 under a mixture of sunshine and high clouds. The heat is building, though, in the nation's midsection, with temperatures that are close to 90 today in Chicago, and it's that air mass that will make a run at us as we go through the next couple of days. That warmer air arrives in the form of a warm front that will be approaching the region tonight, so clouds will thicken up, and there is the chance for a shower or thunderstorm. In addition, we're going to be watching a cluster of showers and storms that may come out of Canada and move across the North Country during the pre-dawn hours. With the clouds increasing and that warm front coming in, it's not going to be as cold tonight as last night. Temperatures are expected to be mainly in the 50s. As we go through the day tomorrow, we may start off with some showers and storms across the North Country. Otherwise, it's going to be a warm and humid day with a mixture of clouds and sunshine. And as things begin to heat up during the day, we'll have to watch for the potential for a round of showers and storms during tomorrow afternoon. Some of those storms could end up being strong or severe, and the best chance for storms will be in the northern half of the area. Temperatures tomorrow will be quite a bit warmer than today. We'll be up into the 80s in many spots, and the dew points are really going to climb as well, so you're going to feel that humidity. By Wednesday, we might touch 90, at least in our typically warmer locations. It's going to be another very humid day with a chance of storms. The front comes through on Thursday. That's a cold front with more showers and storms, and following that, we'll see much cooler air for Friday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, becoming mostly cloudy, chance of a shower or a thunderstorm, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, warm and humid, chance of showers and storms, high in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, becoming mostly cloudy, chance of a shower or storm, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, warm and humid, chance of showers and storms, high in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, becoming mostly cloudy, chance of a shower or storm, low in the 50s, and tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, warm and humid, chance of a shower or storm, high in the lower to mid-80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, in the Berkshires. Tonight, becoming mostly cloudy, chance of a shower or storm, low in the 50s, and tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, warm and humid, chance of a shower or storm, high in the lower to mid-80s. On Wednesday, partly sunny, with a chance of showers or thunderstorms, hot and very humid, with highs in the 80s to around 90, and on Thursday, mostly cloudy, with showers and storms likely, highs in the 70s and lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.